shut up and sit down.
Live.
Raw.
Unedited.
It's not often we get to say
that. Dr. Devin Dane coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro.
Hey, Matt.
You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty Show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any
blue guy.
Listen at your own risk.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the name for my coughing up
stuff. You're hawking up a luger. Yeah. So, yeah, we just thought we'd entertain you here in the beginning with our introduction song and, you know, add in a little bit, but we're calling here today, or coming to you.
Calling?
Yeah, we're coming.
Because I have my phone in my hand?
Exactly. We're doing this on the phone, and we are coming to you live from my sauna.
It's hot in here.
It's getting hot in here.
Yes. Oh, we're at 140.
Okay, we're at 140. And we wanted to talk about, since we're in the sauna, we wanted to talk about...
Guess what?
The sauna. The benefits of the sauna. I am a big, big fan of the sauna and have been ever since I was, you know, in my late teens and getting memberships to gyms because they've had saunas and just sitting for, you know, and sweating. And, you know, you and I talked about sweating, I think, at one point before, where there was a point in time where I didn't have a sauna. I dropped my membership from the gym, and there's like a couple of years, and I was not sweating at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my body was just kind of like built up, and this is when I had run into some health issues several years ago. And when I realized that, I went right out and bought a sauna. So I was like, you know, I need to sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one of the benefits of sauna, which we'll talk about, is sweating out toxins in your body. So I have an infrared sauna, and they're actually not very expensive. I think I paid, this is like a double person, and I think I paid like, I don't know, $900 for it.
Really? That's it?
Yeah, and it works really well. It's certainly not like, you know, some of the saunas that I sat in before where I'd go in and like literally 10 minutes later I had to come out because I was sweating so much. Like this one, you know, you have to let it heat up for like 15 minutes. And I usually spend about 45 minutes in here and then I got a nice good sweat going on. And it's usually, you know, so it's an hour event at minimum. And mm-hmm. I bring water in just to, you know, get, again, some stuff flushing out. Sometimes I'll bring eucalyptus in.
I thought you were going to say ukulele.
A ukulele, because when I'm...
She's like... Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I'm just in here like, you know, is you is or is you ain't my baby. So, you know, and sometimes I'll dry skin brush in here, you know, yeah. And or exfoliate or, you know, something like that. So really good. So we just want to talk to you a little bit about the benefits of a sauna, you know. And I personally think that you should spend about 15 minutes in a deep sweat, okay? Now, again, you need to make sure you ask your medical doctor, because if you're taking certain medications, you know, you want to make sure that it's okay to be in the heat, as well as not going in drunk and, mm-hmm. you know, be smart about it, okay, basically. Okay, so one of the first things that saunas do is relieve stress. Are you feeling a stress relief? You're getting a glow on you right now. I see.
Are you sure it's not just the red light reflecting on my face?
No, I can see little bouts of like a moisture. It's like you got the sauna glow right now. And in about 5 minutes, it's going to bubble up into like
full on sweat.
Swole on. Sweat.
Swole on fat.
Swole on. That's my new word. Yeah, you swole on. Yeah, you swole on. So sauna's really stress. So if we weren't so close in here, okay, like we could be doing some deep breathing and, you know, rolling our necks around. Oh, did you hear that crack?
I think we could still roll our necks. Yes. There's just not a lot of like, it's a two-person yes. sauna, but we were literally side by side.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Okay. So anyway,
my hands are over here.
Yeah, so that was me when I'm relieving stress. So, you know, and heat. And I feel less stressed in the summer. Like, yeah. I feel really, really stress-free if it's, like, 95 degrees out. I just want to, like, hang, lay, and, like, just, you know, scrape me up off the floor and, like, you know, feed me grapes.
Oh.
And fan me.
Okay. Cleo.
Yes. Yes. Cleo. Cleopatra. That's me. And on that, you know, they relax muscles and soothe, you know, aches and pains in both muscles and joints.
So that's why we decided to go in now, because we have a couple massages booked for about an hour or so from now. And we figured it'd be a good idea to get the sauna first to get those muscles started relaxing, and then they can continue to pound us. Well, not like that. Wait, where are we going?
Oh, yes.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
What did you schedule?
We're going to get pounded. Wow.
Our muscles, I meant.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, I can pound my muscle. All right. So yes, yes, you're right. They flush toxins as well. Okay. And that's one of the main reasons that I use the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is to flush the toxins. So, you know, due to the heat of the sauna, you know, the core body temperature begins to rise. The blood vessels then dilate, causing increased blood flow. So then as heat from the blood begins to move towards the skin surface, the body's nervous system then sends signals to millions of sweat glands over the, you know, the human body, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, you start to sweat, and sweat production is pretty much 99% of water. And then, you know, basically in a deep sweating, and I was actually told by someone that I was working with out in San Diego, a functional medicine and like kind of person that I was working with, who found out that I had some mercury toxicity. They actually told me, now I had already known this, because but I wasn't doing it the way that I should have been doing it, like as much, but, deep sweating in a sauna reduces the level of lead, copper, zinc, nickel, mercury, you know, and, you know, other chemicals, that you absorb in your life daily, even through your mercury fillings.
Which I don't have any of.
Yeah, and I've got two left, so... You know, really, really important.
Yeah, side note, if you have any silver in your mouth, just get it removed.
Yeah, FYI.
Not real silver.
Yeah.
So shiny stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, if you've got mercury fillings, you definitely want to go in saunas, but you really want to get them out. If you smoke, if you eat a lot of crappy foods with a lot of, like, you know, obviously pesticides and that kind of stuff in it.
Drink unfiltered water.
Oh, yeah, drink unfiltered water, that kind of stuff. It also cleanses the skin, you know, in part because of that, you know, because your sweating cleanses the skin.
Well, I mean, back up. If you just live in this world, you need to detox like this. I mean, because we're surrounded by this kind of stuff on a daily basis, just in the air.
In the air, yeah, the environmental toxins, right. Absolutely. Sometimes what I'll do when I'm in the sauna is, like, I will bring a wet sponge down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll, like, sponge my...
You give yourself a sponge bath?
I mean, I like sponge baths from other people, but, like, sometimes, like, you know, if there's nobody there to, like, you know...
Dude, I'm here!
Like...
I could have given you a sponge bath.
You could have given me a sponge bath?
I didn't think about it, but...
Neither did I. Well, like, I like grapes, to be fair to me, or cherries. I really like cherries, but cherries. Sometimes, like, you know, you gotta spit the little nut out, you know? And then, like, being fanned and then, like, a sponge bath. I really enjoy that.
We're talking about saunas.
I know, in the sauna.
Oh,
all that in the sauna, right? I think so.
The fan kind of doesn't serve a purpose in the sauna.
Yeah. Well, you get a little hot in the sauna.
It is hot.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we still technically have about, you know, 30 minutes left. And, you know, but again, by the time it, you know, you'll be sweating your balls off. Or your boobies off.
I was going to say, I don't have any balls.
Yeah, I do. So sweating rinses bacteria out of, like, your epidermal layer, okay, and sweat ducts. So it cleanses the pores. And, you know, it improves capillary circulation, you know, and it gives your skin a softer looking quality. But I will say this, okay, on that note, like, you do have to be careful with saunas, too, because if you are not hydrated regularly, like, I always bring, and I left my water upstairs, but, like, you always need to bring an excessive amount of water in and continue to drink water throughout the day after you use the sauna, because you will get dehydrated and it could age you faster. Now, mm-hmm. I believe that if you do it right, it should keep you younger.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're dehydrated and you're sitting in the sauna and you're getting more and more dehydrated, like, no, it's not going to be good for you. So one of the things is to make sure that you're consistently hydrated.
And anytime you're flushing toxins, like, you're doing anything that is, like, requiring that kind of stuff to go through your system, you need to be hydrated very, very well.
Yeah. Ow. And okay. That doesn't mean soda, okay? Yes. That means water.
Have some water.
Thanks. And, you know, not fruit juice either, because that's pure sugar, but like water or like peppermint tea. Peppermint tea in the sauna is good.
Oh, that would be really good. Yeah. Would smell great,
especially
too.
On a cold day.
Do you ever bring essential oils in here? Or do you not just want to, like...
Eucalyptus. Yeah, I told you eucalyptus.
Oh, no, we're talking about ukulele.
Oh, yeah, you're the ukulele.
See? I got off on a tangent, and I really didn't know what you said.
You know, I bring that ukulele essential oil in to the sauna. Did y'all ever hear that ukulele? Ukulele essential oil?
Ukulele oil.
Yeah. So, cleanses the skin, you know. I think saunas can induce a deeper sleep, too. You know, because, you know, just endorphins, you know, the release of endorphins, you know, body temperatures and, you know, it's a slow kind of relaxing decline of endorphins.
And that aids in your sleep.
In your sleep, right. Yeah. Oftentimes, if you sit in a sauna, like, for example, if we were to take a nap after this, okay, I mean, we have to, and we're
going to, yeah, we'll probably fall asleep on the massage table.
Yeah, as we're getting pounded. So, you'll get a nice deeper sleep. Yeah. Yes, you will. You will. Unless that guy's there that freaking digs into my muscles.
The one with the small hands.
Yes.
Wait, I mean, Trump is gonna be massaging.
It's all good. Whatever.
We're not gonna.
So they say that, you know, saunas, and obviously not this one, but like they'll bring like some recreational benefits and social benefits. And I've got a story. Like when I used to, you know, go to gyms, like I said, it was always about a sauna. And I was like the center of the social movement in these saunas. Okay.
The queen of the sauna.
I was, yes, the absolute queen of the sauna. And at the YMCA, it was a unisex sauna.
So everybody could go.
Everybody was in there. Okay. And it was so much fun. I spent years having just a blast and met some really great people who, you know, I still run into, you know, every now and then. And it was just, it's great. I mean,
like, I don't recognize you without your sweat on.
Right. Or damn, that's what you look like with clothes on. Because I'd always go in a bathing suit, you know, so they improve cardiovascular performance, okay? So, you know, there's some medical research that, you know.
I was like, cough.
Well, this is actually really good for you.
Dana's still sick, yeah.
You're getting out whatever's in there. So heart rate can rise from, you know, roughly, you know, 60 or 70 beats per minute to 110 to 120 in the sauna. So this is one of the reasons why they say that you can actually burn calories in the sauna. And somewhere along the line, I read... now, don't quote me on this, but it's something like this, that if you sit in a sauna for like an hour, it's equivalent to running a mile or something like that. Okay, so, you know, something to think about. And you burn calories because your heart rate goes up, and, you know, so it's actually just...
It has a cardiovascular effect.
Yeah, has a very good cardiovascular effect. You know, and again, you know, it burns calories. The sweating process itself requires a notable, you know, amount of energy. And, you know, again, like back to that YMCA stories, like I remember these wrestlers, right, and they had to make their weight class, and they would come in the sauna, and they'd be, and mind you, it'd be 90 degrees outside, and they'd be in the sauna in like three pairs of sweatpants and plastic bags over them to make their weight class. So they were basically getting out all of their water weight. Yeah. Which, you know, obviously I think is a little much, but I'm not a wrestler.
Do what you gotta do, that's right.
Yeah, so basically, you know, I guess a moderately conditioned person, you know, can sweat off roughly, you know, 500 grams, I guess, of sweat, which is roughly about 300 calories, you know, in that process. So, you know, so you can, you know, if we're, you know, we're maybe burning, you know, our lunch off in here, you know, which is good. You're, see, now you're sweating.
Oh, I am.
Whole back is sweating. Your chest is sweating.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See your face? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bubbled up, girl.
You're sweating, too.
Yeah, I mean, I usually sweat when I sit in here. It's like the last 15 minutes of that, because I put it on 70 minutes. I let it warm up for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And then that last 15 minutes, it's like, I that's when my sweat gets, like, on.
All right. We're going to be drenched soon.
Yeah. So, and this is also the other thing, too. Like, whenever I'm sick, and, you know, you're battling a little something there, is I come in here, and sometimes I'll have like a vitamin C elixir or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I will try to sweat it out, you know, in here as well. Because, you know, it produces white blood cells more rapidly, you know, as the body's exposed to heat. And that, you know, ends up, you know, helping to fight illnesses and kill viruses. And relieve uncomfortable symptoms of sinus congestion, especially if you're in here with like some peppermint oil or some, you know, even eucalyptus, you know, to some ukulele.
Ukulele oil.
You know, that ukulele. You know. And then
they just feel good.
They just feel good, right?
Yeah, it does feel good.
Yeah. And you just get to kind of relax, and like sometimes I'm in here in my music, and you know, sometimes I'm in here with my ukulele, you know, sometimes I'm in here dressed, sometimes I'm in here naked, sometimes I'm in here with, you know, so it depends on, like, what your mood is, too. Like, you know, what do you want to feel that day? What do you want to listen to that day? What do you want to smell that day? And, you know, how do you want to feel? Like, you can do some invigorating stuff in here, too, like peppermint oil will generally invigorate you.
I thought you meant sex. Mm. Sauna sex?
That might get a little too hot for me. I mean, yeah. I like the heat, but, like, I also don't want to pass out, like, in the middle of having sex.
Don't touch that freaking heater behind you. You will get burned.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm sure people, you know, have sex in the sauna.
Sure they do. They're all slippery.
Yeah. Warm. I mean, there was one time in band camp. I was in this house, and I, you know, I was 19 years old, and I was with my boyfriend of, like, 3 years, so, you know, and the house didn't have air conditioner, and we were upstairs, and oh my God, like, talk about a sauna, like, it had to have been 135 degrees upstairs.
Wow.
And it was quite gross as I reflect on it.
But at
now.
At the time
it was good, you know, yeah, until I, you know, fell off the bed because I slipped, and it was just a disaster. But, you know, 19-year-olds, you know, you live and you learn, and, you know, it happens. What are you gonna do?
How did you slip off the bed?
Man, I've fallen off the bed so many damn times. Sex.
That reminds me, really? That reminds me of the conversation we had with Patrick. Remember we were talking about him falling off the bed?
Oh, yeah.
Was it on purpose? What was that?
Yeah.
I forget. I'll have to go listen to that one again. That was a funny episode.
Yeah, I don't know why, you know, that happens. I'm just not... And I'm giving way too much information out here. This is definitely TMI, but I'm just not one of those people that's like, or one of those women that's like, oh, stop, I'm going to reposition myself. Just like, just keep on doing it. Like, you know what? If I fall, I fall. Then we'll just do it on the floor.
Got it.
You know? Yeah, so, you know, back to the sauna. You know, I think, you know, there is a difference between a sauna and a steam room. So sauna is dry heat. Versus,
wet heat,
which is, you know, like your steam rooms. And I like steam rooms too. Like
I can't breathe in steam rooms.
Really?
I find them very, I don't feel
clogging.
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to breathe in steam. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I can take a deep breath in here and it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
I know if I were to take a deep breath in a steam room, I would feel maybe suffocated.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I always looked at it as a cleansing process to have wet air come through my lungs.
That kind of sounds like a recipe for death.
No. I don't think
she's
so.
She's asphyxiated right now in the steam room.
Yes. Yes.
With her ukulele, though, everything is fine.
With my ukulele. So, yeah, saunas make the immune system stronger, too, you know, and that's something that is important for anybody with an autoimmune issue. It creates a stronger immune system. You know, they help produce white blood cells.
Mm-hmm. So aside from just your general sickness, like if you have an autoimmune condition, regular sauna use is a good idea.
Yeah. So actually it's been said that, you know, regular sauna users have a higher count of white blood cells and they stay healthier. And, you know, if illnesses occur, they actually heal faster, you know? So, I mean, you really can't go wrong with a sauna. They also have said that you know, it can make your hair look great, okay, because
not like right after you get out. They're talking about like your the condition of your hair, right?
Yeah, so I mean, for this hasn't worked for me, so because the condition of my hair, but that's because like I got some high DHEA right now, but it's all good.
How often do you get in your sauna?
At minimum twice a week, and on good weeks, yeah, shit, I could be in here four or five nights a week, wow. 5 days a week. Yeah, so.
So I'd say you got your money's worth.
Absolutely. Because it was very, very good money spent.
I'm going to see if I can get my apartment to put one in near the gym.
Yeah, because all they need is like.
I'll buy it. Just put it somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to ask them.
Well, you could just put it right down there in the, you know, in the thing. I'm sure they would probably let you, because, and you could just take it with you, because this comes down really easily, okay? Like, this was very easily put together. It's, like, literally, it comes in, like, four or five slats, and you just put it together and, like, click it together.
So plug that shit in.
Yeah.
You know what? They sell these at Costco, don't they? Not this particular one, but I know that, you know, the big box stores, if you go online.
Yeah, because I got this at a big box store.
Yeah, they do have.
Might have been Wayfair.
Okay.
Or something like that. Yeah. So, people, go to a sauna. Get yourself a sauna and actually use it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so it's 4:48. I got to get in the shower because we're going to go get pounded here in a second. Before you get pounded, you know, should take a shower, I guess, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Just to have a little respect for the pounder.
Yeah, the pounder. Pounder and poundies.
Yeah, so let's get our outro going.
Yeah, so see ya.
Well, no, we have to keep talking until Matt comes on.
See ya.
All right. Here he comes.
Oh.
I know you want more.
You know you want more.
Get pounded.
Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, the podcast.
And stalk
them on
Twitter. No, that's not on Facebook.
Don't eat dirty.
No, seriously, we're getting a massage. Nobody's getting pounded anywhere. We're just joking.
Well, then we're going out later.
And getting pounded. No, I'm joking. Oh my God, I'm so full of jokes!
It's over.